Welcome to Chromecast Tech It Out, hosted by Service Centric, People First, UK technology consultancy, Chrome Technologies.
Welcome to Chromecast Tech It Out. I'm Sam Major, Commercial Director for Chrome Technologies, and today we talk about patch management, automation, and best practices. I'm joined once again by my business partner and co-founder, Rupert Mills. Rupert, welcome.
Afternoon.
Change of setup this time around, obviously being remote as we are, so some interesting challenges this morning making the setup work, but it's all fun and games. Talking of exciting stuff, obviously today we're talking about patch management, which some people may find fairly exciting, some people may find more mundane, but ultimately completely necessary, a real must-have, a must-do. So starting the very basics of this, from your perspective, your mind, what is patching?
Patching would be bringing up to date for purposes of either updating or securing, I guess, any application or piece of hardware or device within your network. Is bringing things up to date, I guess, is probably the most accurate way of putting it.
So, I mean, historically, we've had kind of, you know, focusing on Microsoft, Patch Tuesday, etc. How does this now differ? Because obviously, it's not just Microsoft that we need to patch. You mentioned then it's multiple different vendors, multiple technologies. This now starts to sprawl into things like mobile devices, etc. So how do we now manage, the plethora of vendors and different devices into our patching schedule?
There's a whole different bunch of ways to answer that question, to be honest. There's lots of patch management tools out there from various different vendors. There's lots of different tools to work out whether or not you are patched. So ultimately, you're right. Originally, it started as Microsoft Patch Tuesday and everybody rolled out their Windows updates, aging back many, many versions of Windows now. And then people realized that attack vectors start to become things other than Microsoft. So they started to look at that. But yeah, I would suggest the first thing you need to achieve is defining which tools that you're going to use and also defining what you're going to use to test it's been successful.
Obviously, that's the interesting part. No point doing it if it's not been successful. And how do we map this on to tools, and what tools potentially would you recommend? Looking at that threat vector, obviously, we have Patch Tuesday, and if there was a bug found, anomaly, whatever it was, between Tuesday to Tuesday, there's the threat window. Obviously, nowadays, we have ways of scanning people's networks and looking for holes, insecurities, etc. So how can we tie into those sort of technologies, I guess, to, you know, eradicate that?
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of tools out there. There's things like Tenable. They've got their Nessus product that's a really low-cost product for people to have with very little barrier to entry. They'll get in there and do a lot of scanning. They move up to their Tenable.io or Tenable SC products, which are both very good at high-end scanning. You've got Qualys, you've got Rapid7, you've got Darktrace. There's a whole bunch of things out there these days. And Microsoft's also got the new, what was ATP, which then became part of Defender, which is now part of Endpoint Manager, which is their version of doing the same thing as well. But something that actually tells you how up-to-date your estate is, that is a really useful tool within today's day and age of trying to patch things and make sure you keep things up-to-date, because it's not just the how frequently you patch, it's what the criticality of the patch is and whether or not it's one that needs doing tomorrow, yesterday, or can actually wait a while. So having something that will tell you that and then being able to react to it with a patching tool.
There's timescale considerations with things like Cyber Essentials Plus accreditation. I think it's a 14-day window that you must patch criticalities in. Am I correct?
Yeah, criticals and highs, Cyber Essentials states. So obviously that's a really good one to base your patching on because it's what the government are recommending. But criticals and highs have to be patched within 14 days is their recommendation there. So it's a really good example. You might find that you've got hundreds and hundreds of devices in your network, but it's focusing on the criticals and highs first of all and getting those patched. And then you might actually roll out patching on a slightly different schedule. For example, we have a view of patching Windows and applications monthly, unless there's criticals or highs that bring it up more regularly than that. Security devices and security systems monthly, unless scanning brings something back more regularly than that. Then we'll roll into various different pieces of hardware, maybe quarterly, all the way down to something like network switches that tend to be very stable. And provided there's nothing critical in terms of an update or a security fix that needs to be applied, we'll tend to patch those annually because they have sort of a low change rate in what they're doing and can potentially impact your network quite severely if they're not right. So they're a thing to patch less frequently unless there's something critical there.
So that's if it's not broken, don't fix it option.
Exactly that. Yeah, it's that's a good mentality to put to it. But I think that is why you need a tool that's going to scan and tell you what the vulnerabilities look like, because that if it's not broken, don't fix it approach definitely doesn't apply to IT in general these days, because a lot of stuff's broken and you don't realize it. So
yeah,
being able to tell you if something's broken, i.e. has a critical or high or medium level CVSS score, then you basically can take it from there and apply a strategy that's appropriate to fix that.
This is where I'm going to highlight that I'm more sales than technical. But you're talking about patching schedules there, different cadence for different applications, operating systems, hardware, etc., etc. Things like firmwares, they're obviously different than the patching that we're doing, but use a similar sort of timescale. Or am I completely off the reservation with my line of thinking there?
No, you're absolutely right. So firmwares are a hardware level. What can something be connected to, communicated with, attacked by, etc.? So firmwares are a really common one for people to miss out altogether. That's just as important. So let's at a low level, something like a server where you might have HP with ILO or Dell with iDRAC or something similar. You've got a management card in there that allows you base level access into your server. If you don't patch the firmware on that, you could find that it's got some serious vulnerabilities in it and someone will be able to get into the very base of your system.
Okay, so it's pretty cool. You're talking about obviously different tool sets then for doing the same stuff, the vulnerability assessments and management, etc. What different tool sets are available? And I guess, like, you know, in your opinion, you've been doing this a while, is there a best tool set? Or again, how do we analyse and advise what the best tool set is to use for our customers for their patch management?
So you need a mix of tools, ideally. As I say, the vulnerability scanning piece to tell you where you need to patch. Then if you move into the sort of standard Windows estate, you've had things like WSUS or SCCM around for ages. Microsoft have brought in recently, as I was referencing earlier, their ATP tool set. That gives you a scoring mechanism so you can look at how at risk your network is. Will actually allow you to see what patches have and haven't been deployed. And then they've recently rolled that up with elements of SCCM into their cloud-based Microsoft Endpoint Manager, which takes in Intune, which also manage other devices. So Intune will manage your various other sort of iOS, Android, and moving into Mac OS ever more regularly devices, and allow you to bring them under a single pane of glass in the Microsoft Endpoint Manager. So from a device basis, and using something like that to patch your estate, your operating systems, your devices is a great idea. You can use it natively to patch all the Microsoft applications. You can also use it to deploy patches to other applications. So, for example, Adobe Reader is a common one. You could redeploy the latest version of Adobe Reader using the same tool, which allows you to effectively patch that and bring it under that patching regime. It won't patch things like the hardware devices, so down to your ILOs and iDRACs again, that sort of stuff, or your firewalls, etc. So, for example, we do a lot of work with Palo Alto firewalls. Using those, we use Panorama to patch the Palo Alto firewalls because that allows us to push out updates centrally to a number of devices for those we have in a managed service or for clients have a Panorama deployment. So it's kind of having the right tools in place to patch the various different bits of your environment. Manufacturers like Dell, HP, etc. have all got their patching tools as well that will patch their hardware. Whether or not they're worth deploying really depends on how much hardware you have in your environment from that manufacturer.
Which actually kind of brings me nicely onto this, I suppose. What you talk about there, to me, as a non-technical person, but it sounds like an awful lot of work. We've got to understand what criticalities are out there, the level they're at, how quickly we need to resolve them, then what tool set we're going to do it with, what manufacturers, etc., etc. It's a lot of work. And I guess, how easy is that for our clients to automate? And I guess conversely, I guess that's the reason why we offer this as a service. How easy can we make it for them by bringing that into us and delivering it back to them as a managed service and taking that headache away?
Yeah, automating it can be done. It's not certainly not too difficult on the operating system level and things like that these days. So from a lot of people's perspective, they can roll out patch updates within any one of the Microsoft tools I just mentioned or something similar that will automatically approve those updates, or you can have a number of different policies. So a lot of people, including us, will deploy policies within their network that allow automatic rollout of updates. They may stage them in groups, so you have sort of a test group that will run through, and then the main group that will run through thereafter, or a number of subgroups but will do automatic rollout of updates, because it used to be that you'd carefully test each individual update from the manufacturer before you rolled it out into your network. Nowadays, unless you have a very large estate, that tends to be less so. So small to medium estates tend to automate the rollout of patches, and then very, very large estates will probably still do patch management and authorization. We tend to adopt, depending on which of those it is, the corresponding approach, depending on which of those we're doing. But yeah, so in terms of what we do, we'll bring it in-house, and we have a team of people, as I said, for example, who use Panorama to patch Paolo's, or the Dell or HP tools to patch that hardware. Because we're patching a number of them, we tend to patch our own environment first. We've always believed in using the hardware that we deploy to customers, patch that up, and then roll the patch out to customers, unless they're critical updates, obviously. If it's a critical security update, we'll tend to attack that head on fairly straight away. We've had a few recently with Citrix. They've had a few vulnerabilities, so we've been rolling out, rapidly patching their client Citrix environments to avoid any potential threats, as one example. But yeah, we tend to roll out the updates and test them in-house ourselves, then roll them onto clients' estates. And we use, depending on the client and what they have, a number of different tools to do that. But we can take that entirely as a managed service, so the customer can rest assured. What we would encourage them to do is then use the vulnerability scanning tool, whichever the one that they choose, to basically check our homework. So they can use that vulnerability scanning tool, see what the vulnerabilities within their environment are, and from there should be able to check that our patching is rolling out regularly.
Obviously, for our customers that take both from us, the scanning for vulnerabilities and then the managed service to run out patches and firmware upgrades and so on, they'll get the monthly reporting to essentially... it is a bit marking our own homework, but we can't lie against what the tool is saying. So the tool will obviously always be the single source of truth for what needs to be done and then what has been done.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and the customer will have a login to the tool as well, so they can spot check at any point in time.
Thanks, Rupert. That's been really interesting. Thank you for joining us on Chromecast Tech It Out. Please remember to like, subscribe and share, and do leave anything you'd like us to discuss in the comments. It does help to shape the content. Thank you.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode. For more information or to speak to Chrome, visit www.chrome.co.uk, spelled K-R-O-M-E. That's chrome.co.uk.